Iraq, Iran Allied Militia Leader Serving as Top Prime Minister Advisor. By Edwin Mora on December 18, 2018. Iraq has reappointed the former chief of the Iranian-backed Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, to his dual posts as chairman of the Shiite militias and national security advisor to the prime minister. The Associated Press, AP, reported Tuesday, noting that the Tehran-allied militiaman has also been nominated to head the country's powerful interior ministry. AP revealed. Fali Al-Fayyad retook his seat at a meeting of Iraq's National Security Council on Sunday after he was sacked from his positions by caretaker Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi in August for political behavior. Al-Fayyad has also been nominated to head the country's powerful interior ministry, which has been under the control of ministers close to Iran since 2010. His nomination has been opposed by the political bloc of populist Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, which says it wants to limit outside influence in Iraqi politics. AP's revelation is a testament to Iran's growing influence in Iraq, which U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has vowed to curtail. The PMF, also known as the Popular Mobilization Units, PMU, and Hashd al-Sabi, is an umbrella organization for an assortment of mostly Shiite militias backed by Iran that is considered by the United States as one of the biggest Iran-linked threats to security in the Middle East. Although the U.S. government considers the PMF to be a threat to American interests in the Middle East, a Pentagon spokesman recently suggested to Breitbart News that fighting the Iran-allied Shiite militias is not part of the U.S. military's mission in Iraq, insisting that America's goal is the enduring defeat of the Islamic State, ISIS/ISIL. The U.S. military has praised the PMF for its contribution to the devastating losses ISIS has sustained in Iraq. But Reuters reported last week that the American service members and the Shiite fighters are facing each other in a Wild West situation along the Iraq-Syria border now that the fight against the jihadi group is mainly over. Reuters revealed. Baghdad has legalized the PMF as a component of Iraq's military and the U.S. military has expressed support for the integration. However, the U.S. military has also acknowledged that not all PMF factions are under the control of Baghdad. Speaking on condition of anonymity, an American official told Reuters outright aggression was not expected by Shiite militias before the U.S.-led coalition and local forces decimated ISIS's territorial caliphate. The question is, what are they going to do once things are done, the official proclaimed. The danger is always there, and the Americans clearly don't have the forces to handle that. We only have a couple of thousand guys in the area. If the militias want to turn on the problems, they can. It's a Wild West situation, Philip Smith, an analyst at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, told Reuters. The PMF is estimated to have up to 150,000 fighters in Iraq, including 20,000 deployed near the town of Al-Qa'im along the Iraq-Syria border, where the risk of confrontation between Shiite militiamen and U.S. troops is substantial. Currently, there are an estimated 5,200 U.S. troops serving in Iraq. Despite repeated requests by Breitbart News, the Pentagon has refused to reconcile its support for the Iran-backed PMF in Iraq with its stated goal of degrading the Tehran-allied militia presence and influence in neighboring Syria. The Pentagon insists that it only provides support to PMF fighters vetted for links to the government of Iran and terrorist groups, as mandated by U.S. law. U.S. troops are currently helping to develop the Iraqi security forces, which includes the PMF, to train and equip themselves, building resilience in security and sustainment capabilities, including the growing air enterprise, intelligence, and counterterrorism, Commander Sean Robertson, a Pentagon spokesman, told Breitbart News in late November. Not all PMF fighters maintain links to Iran. The umbrella organization also includes Sunni, Kurdish, and even Christian forces. In September, Iran-allied militias attacked the American diplomatic consulate in Basra and the embassy in Baghdad. PMF factions, namely Kata'ib Hezbollah, KH, and Asaib al-Haq, AAH, have repeatedly made threats against the U.S. military during the anti-ISIS operations. The Institute for the Study of War linked on to more than 6,000 attacks against U.S. troops between 2006 and 2011. Last month, American lawmakers finalized a bill to sanction the Hezbollah wings of the PMU. The Pentagon Inspector General recently reported that the threat against U.S. troops in Iraq posed by Iranian proxies like the PMU has intensified.